Welcome to the ADI Leak Detection Podcast. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, leading leak detection specialists across the UK, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Dave, today's question comes from a facilities manager at a commercial office block. He's noticed his water bills creeping up and there's a damp patch appearing on a ground floor ceiling, but nobody can figure out where it's actually coming from. His question is, why would you reach for acoustic detection specifically in a building like his?
It's a great question, and it's one we hear a lot from commercial clients. The short answer is that acoustic leak detection identifies the precise location of a water leak by picking up the sound the escaping water makes as it moves through or against the pipe and the surrounding structure. In a multi-floor building, you can't just start opening up walls and floors looking for it. The disruption and the cost would be enormous.
So you're literally listening for the leak?
Exactly. ADI's engineers place sensitive acoustic listening devices directly on the floor surface, on pipework access points, or on fittings, whatever's accessible, and the equipment amplifies the frequency signature of the escaping water. A pressurized water supply leak produces a very distinctive noise signature that travels along the pipe itself and radiates outward through the screed or concrete above it.
And that works through solid concrete floors. I'd have thought all that mass would just swallow the sound.
It does attenuate the signal, yes, but the equipment is sensitive enough to detect even relatively quiet leaks through a good depth of screed or concrete. What matters more is the water pressure in the pipe. Higher pressure drives a louder, cleaner signal that travels further. Pipe material plays into it too. Copper and steel carry the acoustic signal well, whereas plastic pipe tends to dampen it, so we adjust our approach depending on what the building's pipework is made of.
What about a building with, say, 6 or 8 floors? How do you work out which level the leak is actually on?
ADI's engineers work systematically floor by floor. We correlate the signal readings taken from multiple points, so we're placing microphones at different positions along the pipe run, measuring the signal strength and the time difference between them, and the correlation software triangulates the leak position from those readings. The point where the signal is strongest and the delay between sensors is shortest tells us where the source is.
That's clever. Does acoustic detection always give you a definitive answer on its own, or do you sometimes need to bring in other methods as well?
It depends on the situation. Acoustic detection works very well on pressurized supply pipes because the leak is noisy by nature. On a gravity drain or a slow seepage through a joint, the acoustic signal is much weaker. In those cases, ADI will combine acoustic equipment with tracer gas detection. We pressurize the pipe with a safe, inert gas, and a surface detector picks up exactly where it escapes.
Right, so the two methods complement each other.
They do, and thermal imaging sits alongside them as well. ADI uses thermal imaging cameras to identify temperature differences at floor and ceiling surfaces. An active leak often shows a cooler or warmer footprint depending on whether it's a cold supply or a heating circuit. That surface temperature pattern narrows the search area before we commit to acoustic work, which makes the whole investigation quicker and less disruptive for the building's occupants.
That matters a lot in a commercial setting, doesn't it? You've got tenants, staff, operations running.
It's the central concern, honestly. A commercial building can't simply shut down for investigation works. Acoustic detection lets ADI pinpoint a water leak with no excavation, no core drilling, no disruption to the floor surface until we know exactly where to open up. And often the opening required is no bigger than a single tile or a small access panel rather than pulling up an entire floor.
So for that facilities manager with the damp patch on his ground floor ceiling, what would a realistic first visit from ADI actually look like?
We'd start by identifying which system is losing water, running a meter test to confirm there's an active leak, and isolating sections of pipework to narrow it to a zone. Once we know which circuit is affected, the acoustic equipment goes onto the accessible points along that run. In a straightforward pressurized pipe scenario in a commercial building, ADI's engineers can typically identify the leak location within a single visit, without any structural investigation at all.
Dave, that's really clear, thank you. If you're a facilities manager or a property manager dealing with unexplained water loss in a commercial building, ADI Leak Detection are the people to call. They're among the most trusted water leak detection specialists in the UK, and as Dave's explained today, acoustic detection really is a precise and non-destructive way to get to the bottom of it. Thanks for listening.